Congratulations.
Thank you.
A big moment for you after going to a couple schools here. What's this like for you to
I can't hear you.
What is this moment like for you after overcoming a lot to get to this point?
It means a lot to me. This is something I worked on for my whole life. So I'm very excited and I'm glad to be a Texan.
The Texans have said a number of times that they're going to stay true to their board and they're not going to reach for positions of need. But cornerback, especially with the departure of A.J. Boye, I mean, it does seem that this would potentially address a need. What do you think of the opportunity that you have with the Texans over the next couple of seasons?
I just think of the opportunity to give me a chance to come and put that uniform on, man. And now I'm just going to compete and, be a good teammate and a hard worker. And then whatever happens from there, I'm confident in myself. And I'm glad that you Texans picked me, so that means they're confident in me, too. So I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm just going to come in and compete and do whatever they ask me to do.
Tristan, did you ever have any concerns about, where you, wind up? You went to a couple of schools and you kind of had kind of a circuitous journey to get here. What was that like for you?
I never second guess myself, and I always believe in my ability. So I didn't care where I go, or I didn't care where around, or I didn't care if I get on draft. I just wanted the opportunity to showcase myself. I'm a hard worker, and and nothing's ever been given to me. I always been the underdog. So I'm used to this, and I'm ready to work, man. That's all that matters.
Tristan, how big a day is this for you?
It is the biggest day of my life, man. It changed my life, and this is something I always wanted. I dreamed of this since I was 14, so now it's finally here. I just want to thank God for the opportunity and Houston for the opportunity.
Tristan, your mom was written that she'd had breast cancer twice and had overcome that. How much of an inspiration was she to you as you kept trying to strive in school and sports?
She was the motor that kept me pushing. She always, always kept the focus off of her and, having on me, through a situation that she was going through. So, it just helped me be the young man I am today, and, it helped me on the football field because, I take the anger out and I bring it on the football field. So, it was a big motivation. She was my big motivation.
Tristan, you get to be a part of the Texans' number one defense. What's it going to be like to play alongside guys like J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph, those guys?
It's going to be awesome. J.J. White, he's one of the best, defensive players in the country. He's the best, So he makes my job a lot easier, he's proving himself to be a veteran, lockdown corner, man. So that's one guy I want to pick his brain, just to, see how he came to be successful in the NFL. So, it's a great opportunity, and I'm glad to be here.
Tristan, you visited Dallas and worked out for the Saints. Did you visit anywhere else? Did you do anything for these guys with the workout?
No, sir. I did visit the Cowboys and the workout for the Saints.
Tristan, what would be something that you'd like to share with us about you that maybe we don't know, hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, anything interesting or different that you've experienced or been through in life?
My story is what it is, and I'm pretty sure, it's out now. I'm just a hard worker, great kid, man, and I'm just going to come in and compete, and I just, I talk a lot of trash, so, I hope you feel like that.
any lines you care to share with us? What's your favorite line?
I can't hear you.
No, I was kidding. I said, what's your favorite line? Is there, when you look back on your resume?
Yeah, whatever comes to the mind, I don't have a favorite line. I just, whatever comes to the mind, and I just say, it's just who I am.
When you held Chad Hansen to 4 catches for 16 yards, did you have anything to say to him?
I had a lot to say to him. I told him, this is my home, this is my turf, you got to get out of here. We got the victory against them, so they got out of there.
When you look back at Rick Smith's record with free agents like Jonathan Joseph, undrafted guys like A.J. Boye, drafted guys like Kevin Johnson, it seems like he has an eye for cornerback talent. How excited are you that you were in this draft, one of the guys at that position that he identified and wanted to make a part of this team?
I'm very excited. Coach Bill of mine, I remember watching him on Hard Knocks, just to see, what type of person he is. I love how he You know, how he get crossed up and how his personality. You know what I mean? All my life I've been coaching around hard coaches, hard no coaches, no getting your face scream at you. So I feel like Coach Bill O'Brien is one of those. And, you know, I love coaches like that. You know what I mean? They're the reason why I play this game. So it's going to be a great opportunity, man. And like you said, he got an eye for the skills. So I'm glad he chose me in this fifth round.